presently beating up this old lady with the handbag I stole from her. And if you have a problem with something like that, yo, or you're too young to see kinds of shit like this, get the hell out of here. Now, if you'll excuse me, where the fuck were we?
Ah, that's right. Give me my bag. I'm keeping the handbag, bitch.
Oh yeah, and welcome to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser. This is show number 6. Already going up to number 6. This show's made on March 21st, year 2006. Or being made, should I have said. To start off the show, I'd like to quickly mention that the talk segments will no longer be at around 10 minutes long, but now around 15 minutes long. Because I saw with the flow, as the shows go and everything, the flow's pretty good. And they can use more talk without breaking the flow of the show. Like, I can insert more talk without breaking the rhythm. So, it's going to be like that from show number 6 and so on. So the shows are going to be almost an hour long now, if not just a tad over an hour. So that covers that topic. I'm going to get off that one quickly, not to blabber on for like forever about it, like for an hour and a half and blah, 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 blah. The radio sounds very good, and I've worked on the radio a lot, and fuck that shit. Yeah. Anyways, there is something that I have to announce as I start the show. Now, I produced show number 5, and I don't know. It's not really that I forgot that there was so much to put in show number 5 that it was not mentioned. On March 1st, year 2006, we released something that we're now promoting on live shows. And we have the artwork all over the website and so forth. We've released Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 2. Now, for those of you who don't know what this CD consists of, this volume, well, basically, first off, for those of you who think it's music, it's not music. The predecessor, the reason why it's called Volume 2 is because it's got a predecessor. Our predecessor was released in November 2004. It was a 52-minute long CD composed of 8 tracks, and the material is basically, you know, the skits that play on BDO Radio? Well, they were skits made for the CD in full-fledged stereo with high-quality audio and everything, much better done than what we do on radio, obviously. It was released last year, and it came out with great results. And we're releasing the second volume as promised. That's why we called the first volume Volume 1. We were planning on doing another one. And this new CD is 60 minutes long, so that's 8 minutes more than its predecessor. It's got 13 tracks, so the skits are a little shorter each. They're not like big 10-minute tracks. And it contains classics that people are going to be able to discover, like the American Bar, man. That skit, the American Bar, is insane. There's also The Audition and The International Buying Network, which are also crazy classics. But basically, the whole CD is compiled of condensed quality material. The recording sessions were really long to make this CD. Lots of material was rejected to make sure that we will only put the funniest stuff, and that's really what comes out. And it's $2 down from its predecessor. We're selling $11.99. No shipping fee for wherever you are in the world. You place your order, we pay the shipping. And the CD itself, the package that you obtain when you buy the hard copy, the glossy labels, the glossy jewel case inserts, this really changes the face. This is something I didn't get to do with Volume 1 that I'm so happy to do for Volume 2. First off, we also print the inside of the jewel case so you can have something to look at. There's a few pictures on there and everything. I got a little fancier. I could, because I got experience in it now, and I'm basically just doing a routine thing now, and releasing the second CD has been pretty smooth. Now we're shipping and we're distributing, so if you want to check out the CD, listen to some teasers of the CD also. You can listen to samples of it on that page. Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/FBOT. That's bdoradio.com/FBOT. Full bowls, other things, FBOT. So that's going to take you to a page on which you're going to see the main description of the CD. You can use the tabs to navigate and go check out the teasers and the reviews of the CD. And make your decision for yourself if you ever want to get a copy. We usually ship in 2 or 3 days. Last word I gotta give is on that CD. The participants were Buffalio, Red, CRX, Nick Montoya, and yours truly. And I also gotta add props to Pascal for the artwork on that CD. I think she did a really cool job on making it look good. So hope to see you people getting a copy soon. Now, on with the show. On with some non-BDO talk and, well, you know, let's do what BDO radio is and just talk, you know what I'm saying? Now, let's do something really fun for BDO radio on show number 6. I'm gonna read a bunch of stories, really fucked up shit that happens in the world today, and, you know, I'm not making these stories up. It's like, these are caused by a bunch of weird people on our planet that, you know, cause all this shit every day. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just reading it, okay? For those of you worried that, you know, I'm reading actuality, and because these shows stay on the playlist for a long time at BDO Radio, the stuff might become outdated. I don't think this stuff's gonna really be outdated. It doesn't matter the date where it happened, you know? Let's start with a little appetizer here. This one's pretty good, actually. Blaze destroys small town's firehouse. Now, this is in Fort Branch, Indiana. A fire destroyed a southwestern Indiana town's fire station while firefighters were out at a false alarm. It's the part about them being out at a false alarm that really sucks, you know? Anyways, it's like, good going, guys, you know? It's like, we have such a good firefighting force, we burnt down our own freaking station. Now who's gonna save people when there's a fire? I bet a bunch of trucks burnt and shit. Here's an interesting one, even though we don't cover marijuana much anymore. Well, it's funny to see it in the list here because I'm on some website that has stories, you know. Hair salon burglary leads to pot bust. That's good. This is in Bowdoin, Georgia. A burglary at a hair salon has led to charges against the salon's owner after police found more than 200 pounds of marijuana stored there. That's just bad. That's just wrong. For, you know, it's a dirty move. Anyways, I don't know, for some reason that's really dirty to do to somebody. You know, he just got robbed and then he gets busted for his grass. I mean, he should be let off just because of the fact that he got busted. And here's an interesting one. This one's just interesting and it keeps coming back to my eyes. Man's toddler son wanders into strip club. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A Kansas man was arrested at a Tulsa strip club after police say his toddler son wandered from an unlocked car into the club over the weekend. Kid just basically likes titties. Let him enjoy the strip club and leave his dad alone, for Christ's sake. You know? It's like the toddler went there by himself. That's one fucking smart toddler. He opens the door of an unlocked car. Now, most toddlers would be like, what the fuck, you know? But he opens the door and helps himself into a strip club. And I bet he was staring at the titties when they caught him, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think, you know, there should be anything done about that. Here's this one's fucked up. This sounds like Buffalio made up the story, but this is really true. This is in Harare, Zimbabwe. Bogus healer convicted in mermaids case. Just seeing the headline makes you go, what the hell's going on in Zimbabwe again? a bogus traditional healer who persuaded a businesswoman to hire, quote, mermaids, unquote, and accommodate them in a Harar hotel to help find a stolen car, was convicted of theft by false pretenses, court officials said Tuesday. That's just fucked up. A bogus healer, a mermaid case. That's just really strange. Anyway, listen to this one. A man's pantyhose led to his arrest, authorities said. An unshaven man wearing a black evening gown, fishnet stockings, calf-high boots, and a black wig robbed a USA gas station Monday morning, authorities alleged. And the pantyhose led to the arrest. And that's just sad for the guy, you know? He's like... It's clever, though. It's not like, you know... At least this guy tried to hide himself. I've once worked with short police clips, and I was checking out, you know, a lot of robberies and shit out there. And a lot of people just really have no shame. They show up right in front of the camera, say, give me the money, I'm out of here, thank you. No mask, no nothing, no charades, no bullshit. Like, this guy at least dresses like a woman to try and see if it's gonna fool, you know? But it's not enough, obviously. You gotta do much better than, you know, that's just crappy. Now, that's it for those little stories. I got something else funny on my desktop here somewhere that I'm chasing around. Let's hear some random facts about Vin Diesel, and I'm going to rate them as we go. It's going to be rated from crap to brutal, and brutal being the top, crap being really bad. And it goes this way. The grades go crap, bad, dumb, not, works, good, nice, good, awesome, brutal. So, here's our first one. Vin Diesel wrote My Sharona as a ballet to Winston Churchill. Well, I'm not good with U.S. history, so I'm going to rate exactly what I said. Nah. Vin Diesel's cell phone has the Ghostbusters on speed dial. Good. I like that one. Vin Diesel split the atom with a chainsaw. Good. Vin Diesel invented the Sega Dreamcast just so he could destroy it. That's good. That's awesome, actually. Leap years are caused by Vin Diesel holding the Earth back from rotating. That's awesome. Vin Diesel thinks there are too many references to ninjas on this site. Vin has always been and always will be the only one who possesses the real ultimate power. That's crap. Vin Diesel is the cause of gravity. He picked 9.8 meters second for the gravitational constant because he deemed it to be a fucking awesome number. And that was that. That's good. Vin Diesel is capable of winning an Oscar, but humans need to evolve for another 12,546 years before we can fully understand and appreciate such a performance. That's nice. Vin Diesel does not actually run on diesel. He actually runs on high-octane fuel, which is made by mixing environmentally friendly LPG with the souls of the damned. That works. That just works. When Vin Diesel solved the Lehman configuration, Vin Diesel once electrocuted a shark by kissing Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford? Yes, Harrison Ford. It's just garbage. Vin Diesel is really the one responsible for the Holocaust after being asked what he'd do for a Klondike bar. That one's good. Vin Diesel hates manatees. He plans to finish them off as he did with saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths. That one works. Vin Diesel eats coal, shits diamonds, and then sells the diamonds to buy more coal. That's good. Every Beatles track has an alternative version with Vin Diesel playing every instrument except drums. That's good. Nunchucks, $50. Ninja suit, $130. Personalized black belt, $75. Watching Vin Diesel beat up and devour an 8-year-old Cambodian orphan? Priceless! That's nice. I like that one. Vin Diesel knows over 1,000 ways to molest a panda. That's nice. Okay, I'm gonna stop the Vin Diesel facts now and move on. There's gonna be a skit playing, and then the second segment of the show, a pretty goddamn good one. This is basically a balked up news report that goes all wrong with a bunch of funny commercials in the middle. It's a pretty good show today in terms of skits and everything. I hope you enjoy those. I'll see you in the second talk segment of the show, third one of the show overall. See your ghost.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 8. Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 8. In the event that you've used your flasher to change lanes, never bother to verify if it turned off automatically after your move. People around you will not really care about flashers, and if anyone does, these few people will know you have no idea what you're doing. In the event that you forgot your flasher on, blinking right, and decide to go left, this will entertain the people around you as you will surprise them with an unexpected maneuver contrary of your signaled intention. Other drivers around you enjoy when one tries to kill them unknowingly. During such maneuvers, do not look nor verify your blind spot. Faith will prevail. For more information, see tip number 6.
Hi there, my name is Joe Harry. I'm here again, but this time to debate a very serious issue. Medical specialists and doctors love to say that mixing Tylenol with beer is unsafe for your health. We disagree. We think that mixing Tylenol with beer will give you great benefits on getting drunker faster. The first benefit, you will be much more disorientated than if you had just drank beer.
Hey man, you know where the bathroom is?
Yeah, I think it's that way.
Okay man, thanks.
No, dude, that's a wall. I pointed there, you idiot.
The second benefit you'll get is that your speech will be much more impaired than if you had just drank regular beer.
I think I should just stay within that bag of opens.
Hey, man, what did you say? Can you fucking speak clearly, man?
I said, why do you understand me? You're supposed to understand what I'm saying.
And benefit number 3, what comes out of your mouth will be much more colorful. So remember, with all these benefits, you cannot deny the fact that it's always better to carry a few Tylenol in your pockets when you plan on drinking a lot of beer. Once again, I'm Joe Harry. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
All right, this is the NCWC News with your host, Johnny L. King Johnny.
I'm your co-anchor, Bill Brownstonberger.
Today on the
Topping Watch continues.
Listen! Wait for your turn, buddy.
I'm sorry, I was
today we'll start,
so excited about my new job.
We have a story about the old well in old Michigan. And we're going to go straight to the weather with our reporter, Johnny El Salvador.
Yes, I have some very important information about the weather. I have currently had a little accident in the studio, Roger. I actually... have just shat my pants.
What are you telling me? What the hell are you talking about there, buddy? You know what? Why don't you just shut the fuck up and we'll continue our story. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
no, you're fired. Get out of here. Get out.
God.
We're gonna start. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We've had some technical difficulties with our reporter's brain. We're gonna pass on to our, we're gonna go straight to the sports here with Johnny El Capitan.
Oh.
Johnnista.
Now?
Yeah, that's your turn.
But,
with the sports.
Dirty. Okay, so, I'm here in, Canada, and, there's flying hockey pucks everywhere. It's crazy. The people, the fans of hockey, they're protesting because there's no more hockey, and, they're slapping hockey pucks everywhere.
Alright, that's very
also,
good.
Also,
that's
very, there's, you know what, there's, you know, in the soccer.
Yeah, that's beautiful and brilliant.
No, no, listen.
I'm gonna have to mute you now because
football.
We're gonna have
so
to stop
big,
this report short.
Big thing with
you
football
lack the
and
experience
soccer
and the talent to portray your emotions onto the mic. You will now have to.
But,
sorry,
but,
ladies and gentlemen.
What's putting one
you? You know
about?
What? You see that door over there?
What is your favorite
talk
part?
About,
I'll talk about it. Don't please, don't fire me.
Talk to the head. Not my hand, that hand over there.
Handball, handball, yeah.
Yes, good job.
Handball, the Sweden team.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take care of this. We're going to jump the commercial, and we'll be back with the traffic report by Johnny L. Johnson. This is CNWCK. Your host, Johnny L. King Johnny.
The preceding weather report was brought to you by Jack's Male Dog Treats. Hi, I'm Jack. If your male dog licks his balls, give him my fine jalapeno dog treats. Your dog will never touch his balls again. Hi, I'm Samuel Johnsonberg. Do you need to sue your parents because they raised you like shit? Call Johnsonberg Smith, Smith Bobertson, Gavin Gavin, Mayor Mayor Todd and Bickerson, and we'll set something up to rip every single penny out of your folks. Our rates are very high. You may want to ask your folks to lend you some money before suing them. Have you ever been involved in an injury? Well, you'll soon find out that getting injured is like winning the lottery. Call Johnsonberg Smith, Smith Bobertson, Gavin Gavin, Mayor 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 Todd and Bakerson, and we'll sue some random entity till you get rich. If we lose and you can't pay, we take everything you own. The following is a BDO Radio public service announcement.
Bob Trenton was killed by a drunk driver on December 28, 1996. And we don't give a shit.
This was a BDO Radio public service announcement.
Bye, bye, bye! Sale, sale, sale! Lower, lower, lower! Reduction, reduction, reduction! Prices low, prices low, prices low! Slashing, slashing, slashing! Discount, discount, discount! Not expensive, not expensive, not expensive!
Bob's Electronic Shack. There isn't really a sale. Our prices are actually really, really high. The following is a BDO Radio public service announcement. If you ever see rednecks, do not approach them. Rednecks are dangerous. And now for your listening enjoyment, a redneck joke. How do you circumcise a redneck? Kick his sister in the jaw.
Say, say, what about my sister?
I didn't say anything.
I'm gonna sodomize you.
No,
I'm gonna
no,
do
no,
to you like I do to my pigs.
This was a BDO Radio public service announcement.
The following traffic segment is brought to you by the Western Swamp Financial Company. We lend money to everyone. If you're in debt, we'll lend you so much money, we'll force you to declare bankruptcy.
Okay. And we're back! Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Johnny L. King Johnny. Now, we're going to go straight to a traffic report with our friend here.
Yes, the traffic watch continues here and yeah, baby, yeah, I know, I know. And, you know, yeah, give me a
what
beer, man.
What the fuck is
and,
this?
And the traffic watch continues always as I see a lot of sky and nudity,
Okay,
yes,
listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, we're having problems
I
with our
was,
cast today.
Watching the girl in the camera
are
here.
Are you drunk,
in the,
sir?
Oh, in the, huh?
Are you drunk on location?
No, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. Uh-huh. I drink and drive.
Yeah, drink and driving,
no,
eh?
No,
this
no,
is from our traffic report guy,
hey,
too.
Listen, buddy, we're doing our job here, okay?
Listen, I fired
and
you 10 minutes ago.
You're the guy who brought the...
Listen, you're going to have to learn how to use the mic.
You're the one who said it was okay to drink on the job, all right? You're a fucking alcoholic.
Listen, you buddy.
I'm not making the voice traffic report.
You're not making any sense, you drunk. Go back home,
traffic.
I gave you a chance.
Come on.
Your family and this
please.
And that.
This
the
is
last time I'm sleeping
drink,
with your wife.
Man. Listen,
don't
man, you're my brother. Come on.
Fuck family.
You know my situation. I have a kid. I have two kids.
Yeah,
come
your
on.
Kids
you
are mine.
Two kids. Hey, I've got two kids. I got a lot of
all right, we're
going to
see. Sorry,
home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go
we're
back
we're supposed
there.
To go hunting
listen.
This weekend, and you better watch yourself.
Turn you off because we're having problems. The mics won't turn off, and these two incompetent bozos will just not stop. We're going to go back to our anchor, my co-anchor here, Mr. Johnny El Salvador. What is on the news today? You said you something about the well in Missouri or something?
Well, no, actually, we were going to go to the business, news, with,
Listen, who the hell is running this fucking shit? I said you're gonna go with
come
your editorial.
Come back to me! Traffic report!
Listen, the traffic report! Dead.
No!
There's no more traffic!
No, I'm gonna do good now.
Okay, we're going to the story. Your editorial right now. Shoot! God damn it.
My dog ate it.
Oh my fucking god, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Well, I made you coffee.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Look at the fucking secretary at work here.
Jesus Christ.
Can I do the
entertainment? No, you can't do shit.
Can I do the entertainment?
Somebody turn off his mic. Let's push the producers. What's going on?
I'm the producer,
too. You're not the producer.
I'm back on the budget.
You're fucking high. That's what you are.
Look at this. I'm actually drunk. Hey, Johnny, I'm drinking, you want
Johnny, one? Please. Can I get my job back, please?
I'm your brother. You don't remember? What's wrong with you?
Come on, Roblox.
Look at this.
Sorry, man.
What's going on here?
I didn't mean to.
All right. We're going to go to commercial again. We'll be back.
Roger, I'm sorry.
I'm going to take care of some issues around the studio here.
I'm sorry,
here.
Man. Like,
Roger.
I'm just...
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 14. Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 14. Remember that the car horn is a wonderful tool. Use it freely. Although some people believe its use should be limited, we believe that when facing any remotely alerting event, the horn should be used. If you drop your coffee while driving, honk the horn. If you're in a bad mood, honk the horn. If you see someone else on the road, honk the horn. If you see a squirrel running across the street, honk the horn. If your cell phone is ringing, honk the horn. If the light is red, honk the horn, and so on. Think of the horn as a general alert. If the others wonder why you are honking, they just don't understand your pattern, but at least they know that something may be alarming you.
Hi there, I'm your host, Joe Harry. You might remember my voice from skits such as How to Spend $1 Trillion. Today, I'm here to give you some tips on what to do if you're bored at the office. Tip number one. If you're bored at the office, put your fingers in various electrical outlets.
Hey, Bob, look at this!
You're sticking your fingers in the power outlet! You idiot! What are you doing? Get your fingers out of there! Dumbass!
Whoa, man! Whoa, I almost
stupid
died.
Idiot.
That was kind of cool. Let's do that again.
No!
Tip number two. If you're bored at the office, make a spitball gun with your pen.
Hey, did you just hit me with a spitball?
What ball? Nothing.
Come on, I saw you. Never mind.
Samson, did you just hit me with a spitball?
What? I haven't... What?
Yes, you did! You're fired!
No, boss,
you
please,
little piece
no.
of shit! You're fucking
Don't fire
fired!
Me, please!
Tip number three. If you're bored at the office, speak nonsense to anyone who asks you questions.
Samson, did you file out those reports today?
Man, don't. I can't file the reports, man.
What?
They can't know this because the system has taken over the company.
What system, man? What are you talking about?
Man! The system, you know, it controls our minds and shit, and I think I'm the only one left, and you also are left, and we can, like, overtake the system. They're controlling us.
Man, what are you talking about, dude? You're acting crazy here, man. I can't follow you here, man. What is this?
What I'm talking about is the system, you know, the way people all become robots, you know?
What?
It's like we gotta fade from that. And
yeah,
and I think we're the only ones left. Everyone's under control.
Oh, my God.
Here, take this blue pill.
Okay, but what's this do?
It's gonna put you under control like I am. And then
okay.
Run to Boss Smith naked and tell him the goat will avenge the spirits.
But, man, are you crazy? What's that supposed to help me for? I'm gonna get fired. I mean,
it'll unlock his code in his mind and it'll release the system.
You're gonna give me $50 for that?
$50? Are you kidding me? I'll give you 100.
We hope these tips will help you have a better, less boring day at the office. This is Joe Harry, your host, signing off for BDO Radio.
Oh yeah, welcome back to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser, and you're listening to show number 6, recorded on March 21st, year 2006. I hope you liked the two skits that played before this segment, the beer and Tylenol one, and the one where, you know, we talk about being bored at the office. That's fucking hilarious. The Joe Harry skits, I still do those today. I mean, they're a classic from the days of bong.dhs.org and beyond. I mean, I started doing skits that were exactly in that fashion, and, well, I don't plan to stop anytime soon. There's going to be a funnier one coming up after this segment, and this, well, there's going to be a song after this segment, and then a skit. It's the drug rehab fundraiser. That is absolutely one demented piece of work right there. It includes Buffalio, yours truly, CRX, and Nick Montoya. And it was used as a skit on radio. Initially, this track was recorded to become part of Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 1, our first CD. But because we were interrupted during the production, I couldn't basically use it. We never basically made a sequel to it. So I had all my material ready, and I would have liked to include that track, but I couldn't because it ends too abruptly, and I didn't want to put something like that on the CD. So it went to radio, but it's really freaking good anyway, so that's the cool part. So that's for the skits. In the middle segment, I gotta again give some credits to Buffalio. That one is composed of Buffalio, Red, CRX, and yours truly. And was also a track that was put aside. It was initially destined to be on Full Bowls and Everything, Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 2. That one was recorded much later. Anyway, so two really important tracks in the show. I mean, so far it's pretty damn jam-packed, and that last skit is really long and good, so I think you're going to love that stuff. Now, before starting to record this segment, I was like, bud, where are we going to talk about today? And something popped in my mind, and it's not really that it popped in my mind, it's that I was staring at fireworks and I thought, fireworks! Yeah, I don't know about the people out there, I've never even tried this discussion during a live show in the chat room, I can't believe I never brought this one up. Now, since I was a kid, like really young, I was introduced to fireworks themselves at a really young age, firecrackers to begin with. My big brother had a bag full of firecrackers and I'd stole a couple. And those always gave me the fucking creeps though, because the fuses are really fucking nervous. And if you're holding it, you better let go of it quick when it snaps anyways. But I've had firecracker wars before, so I know what they do when they hit the skin and pop. But from that age, you know, when I noticed firecrackers, my brother once got hurt with his own firecrackers and he threw them away himself, you know, out of, like, frustration. I was like, hey, why are you doing that? You know, you just got hurt once. I mean, these are pretty fucking cool if you ask me. Now, this is where it all started. And then up north, where we go skiing, they started opening firework corners, like, well, firework shelves in the corner stores, and well, you'd go buy milk, cigarettes, and you could buy a couple of fireworks. They were cheap fireworks, but they were pretty interesting, and I started getting into it, and fireworks have always, like, fascinated me, the way they work and everything, and I'd even consider myself today, now that I've, like, handled fireworks for so long in my life, I consider myself today to be a specialist. Now, what really would have made me, like, a specialist in all this is not the fact that I was introduced to it at an early age, but the fact that I went to a very special place at an early age. I'll tell you this story. This is pretty cool. Since I was young, me and my dad would, well, especially when I was young, we don't do this very often anymore, but when I was young, living with my parents, when we go down to Florida, sometimes we'd use the car, and we'd just do a road trip all the way down to Florida for the Christmas holidays. On our way down, I was about 10, 11 the first time we did this? I got totally attracted by the south of the border ads, the billboards that hit you like 300 miles away from the place. I started spotting them one after the other, and then I kept asking my folks to, like, go there and just let me, like, go at least check out what they got. And finally, they caved into my demand and went in. And the first thing I saw is the fireworks shop. So I went in there and I was like, Mom, do you have $100? It was just like a totally crazy reaction I had. That time, my mom was actually cool. She actually had gotten me a kit that was worth about $65 US, loaded with fireworks. And I had some fun at Christmas, popping some little fireworks. Now, for a good while from there on, south of the border was my place to stop for fireworks. Really a place that I just know by heart now, you know. I just really like going there. It's part of the road trip of going to Florida, you know. Especially when we leave here in wintertime, as we do the road trip, the weather is getting warmer and stuff, you know, and it's kind of cool. And then you arrive at south of the border and it's already pretty warm compared to what it is up in Montreal, and we're like, ah. And then you stop there and you're like, oh shit, fireworks. Anyways, now I always bought those like kits that box in a bunch of fountains and few rockets and a few sparklers. Now, they always include fucking sparklers and a bunch of other crap that I don't want. And it's especially because I started buying these when I was, what, 10, 11? All the way till I was, like, 15, my parents would buy me these every time we'd go through the border. And they'd always say, like, no, you'll save money, buy the kits, they buy the kits. Yeah, but the kits are full of fucking sparkling showers. That's not what I want. Now, this year, this is where things change. This year, for the first time in 2 years, I went on a road trip with my dad. My mom was left out this time, and it was my dad, to Florida. And we basically missed out on south of the border and kept going south, and crossed a place in South Carolina called Circus Fireworks. And I have to tell you, I was mighty impressed. I go in there, there's televisions hung up in the aisles, and the televisions are displaying back to back what the firework does when you light it. And it's basically a shot of a dark sky with the firework going off, and there's the name of the firework labeled at the bottom of the video, and you can like pick whatever you want and know what it's going to do. I found that brilliant. That's to begin with, because you always buy this tube, it's got drawings on it, and you light it, it shoots three balls and it goes out. You know, that sucks. You want something that is going to make a bunch of people at a party. Like, if you hear our Docker Island videos, like Shroom Team Ghosts and Friday the Shroom Team 3, especially Friday the Shroom Team 3, you hear a cheer after a good firework, you know? That's what the kind you want to buy. And, well, when I went there, I saw that now the best deal you can get is those reloadable tubes, those rechargeables that come in boxes of 6 or 12. These fucking things are the best goddamn invention. They're better than the old tubes that you can only use once. They kick ass. These are not little fucking fountains and crap like that. This thing shoots about 200 feet into the air and just bursts into a big, nice, colorful flower, like fireworks should do. This is what I expect. When I buy a firework, I expect the typical doof, pow, and then that big, nice ball, you know? And this is what you get with these reloadable tubes. You gotta know what you're buying, obviously. You can ask the people over there. They know their stuff well. And they got a lot of deals. I mean, I was stacking up a shopping cart. I bought, this time my folks don't pay anymore, obviously. I paid myself about $100 US of fireworks. The dream I've always wanted to do when I was a kid, I did it this year. And now I got like about two-thirds of what I bought stacked up in here, ready for next summer. I hope we have a good Docker Island experience in the upcoming summer, because I'm loaded with explosives to make the moment enjoyable. This is going to be really interesting of a summer with all these explosives. Yeah, especially for what we're going to do on BDO television. That's going to just make things fascinating, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, fireworks. I mean, I've done such crazy shit with all types of explosives. Okay, this is one thing. You know those green waxed fuses that can work underwater? I always burn my hand when I light them, okay? They always spark in between my thumb and my index every single fucking time. And I know it every time. I just get ready for it. I'm like, ah, there you go. Fortunately, I play drums and the skin is getting pretty fucking thick around that area, so that's all good. I don't know, it's, the risks are so minimal when you're dealing with consumer fireworks. There is not really any need to panic. There's one thing to watch out for, it's the fire. But the rest, man, fireworks are fucking cool, even for kids. They're, like, obviously supervise the kids when they do the fireworks, but it's fun, you know? It's just a whole lot of fucking fun, and it's a party icebreaker like hell. It is one of the best fucking party icebreakers you can have. And still nowadays, today, I love doing a firework in the inappropriate place. As you can see in the video in 2004, an attempt at doing a shroom video. We were on shrooms. We stop in the middle of a park in the middle of my neighborhood. It's 3:15 a.m. Everybody's sleeping. Lights are out in the houses. It's really dark. We just put down a firework, light it, and it was a whistler, and we didn't know it had a whistle in it. It just went like, boom, wee! Wow! And we were like, oh shit, yeah, that scene's funny. It's in Budweiser's Word number 21, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, number 21, in which is composed of like two attempts at doing a shroom video. Anyways, I once had a war in my parents' house while my parents were away for 2 weeks. This was a hell of a fucking mess to clean. A firecracker war with CRX Buffalo and Red also, yeah. In my house, this was fucking crazy. We were basically running around the house, each with our own handful of firecrackers, and we would basically ambush each other and throw firecrackers at each other, lit firecrackers. And I got one next to my head, next to my ear, and just, I didn't get any bruises, but damn, did that ear ring for about half an hour. It wasn't that bad, you know. It's just a mess, though. It was a fucking hell of a mess. Yeah, I've had all the crazy experiences with explosives. Yay. Like Nick Montoya does, I've made bombs by using many, many firecrackers and trying to make one big one. Anyway, so I'm wrapping up my segment here, but there's a few things I'd like to mention. First off, the mailing list at BDOradio.com is now one hell of a clean source for your information on when we're going to do live shows. Why? Because we use a schedule now. We're basically sort of giving birth to a schedule. It's still under experimentation process, but it's officially there, I would say. We release a schedule instead of releasing several emails to announce each individual show. So the mailing list is really tamed down totally now. We're talking 1-2 emails a week max. So type in your web browser, bdoradio.com, enter the website. Once you're in there, on the menu to your left, click mailing list, and then while over there, there's a form for you to subscribe to the mailing list. Another thing I'd like to mention is the BDO notifier. If you don't give a damn about the mailing list, but you give a damn about listening to live shows, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/notifier. This will take you to a page which explains what the BDO notifier is, a totally safe, cool, intelligent app that works on your desktop to notify you of when BDO Radio is going on live. It doesn't add any icons anywhere. It's really discreet. It only notifies you when there's a live show. So really good app to have right there, the BDO notifier is. To notify you, and this basically notifies you on your desktop the second we go on live. Like at the moment where the live show starts, bang, you get your notifications. Really neat.
And obviously, one last reminder, Full Bowls and Other Things, Volume 2, out for sale, people. Only $11.99, no shipping fee. And if you want to get the downloadable copy instead, the downloadable copy is only $5.99. And in this, we offer you for download all the artwork so you can print your own labels and the sound so you can burn your own CD. And label it and put it in the jewel case that you printed with our artwork, and bang, voila, you got the FBOT Volume 2. That's it for my reminders. And for video FBOT Volume 2, type in your web browser videoradio.com/FBOT. That's videoradio.com/FBOT. And if you don't even want to buy it right now, at least go check it out and listen to the teasers. There's a tab right there, it's like listen to it. Just click on that tab and you're going to be able to download a bunch of teasers. And there's a few full tracks over there offered to you so you can listen for your listening enjoyment. So that's it for me in show number 6. Stay tuned, there's going to be a song and then the final skit, and then the show's really over. So see you around next time.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one. Done, and I'm on to the next one. Done.
radio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 11. Hi, I'm Jack. This is road safety tip number 11. If you ever get a flat tire, do not put any effort whatsoever to move out of the way into a clear area. If your misfortune takes place in the middle lane, we say it'll get fixed in the middle lane. Period. Other drivers should see you and your car in time and avoid you as you replace the tire. For people who like thrill, while your car is stalled in the middle of the way, jump out of the front of your car and wave with both arms to oncoming traffic asking for help. This should definitely get everyone's attention.
And we'll be right back with our afternoon airing of Shaving Ryan's Privates on public service television where everybody can watch, even the kids, the whole family. It's a really great thing, but we're doing a telethon today. We're doing it for a good cause. We want you people to call in. And we have our co-host here, Tony, who's going to tell you how to call in and what this cause is for. He's got all the 411 on this. Yes, sir. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a ring whenever you have the time. Every penny is appreciated for our cause. We want to raise funds for people that have stopped drugs. We want to rehabilitate them into the drug service industry, and we will put you on the track.
Put them on the track. That's it. We need lots of money for that. There are ex-crackheads out there, ex-heroinomans, ex-marijuana smokers, even.
I'm here to testify that I was once on crack. This is Jim, one of our student audience, and now he has put me on tracks. He's perfectly...
So you're back on the drugs. You used to be a crackhead. You're back...
And I'm doing tracks. They're smoother for the nose.
How long did you stop for the crack before you were on the tracks?
How long were the tracks before you stopped? The tracks? The crack rocks were pretty big. Now I'm doing pretty big tracks.
Okay. Okay, like the size of the highway and stuff, right?
Well, you could call it the Trans-Canada rails. We have a live consumer here coming here to try the produce that we expend through our network. We have Jim right here who wants to... He purchased already a few rocks. He's gonna take his hits pretty soon. And we're going to have this live on TV for our viewers. We're going to appreciate the fabric and the condensity, the heart of his hardship.
Okay, here I go.
All right, Jim. We've been waiting here for this. This is our third live hit of the day. And Jim's going to take it. And we just want to say just a little word on behalf of all the viewers that are looking for drugs today. We're here not as a sales pitch, but call us if you're willing just to buy or whatnot, and we will deliver. Okay, yeah, go smoke. Go ahead, Jim. Look at this.
Look at this.
The determination in his eyes. A wonderful sight.
Oh yes.
It's bringing.
How happy are you, Jim?
I can't hear anything.
All right, Jim, that's what we want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. All right, now, Jim was a satisfied customer of our hotline. Please call 1-888 smoke. Watch where you step. I think I see a rock on the floor. Smoke a rock. Rock is spelled R-K.
Smoke rock. R-K.
Smoke is S-M-O-K-A-R-K.
Yeah, smoke a rock.
Smoke a rock.
That's the number right now. And our movie playing today being Shaving Ryan's Privates. To all the family out there who's watching, I hope first off to the parents. A message to the parents.
Sleepy Swallow?
Initiate your youngest kids on drugs. The younger, the better. We need 6 to 7 year olds to enjoy and share crack. It would be a good thing.
And next feature will be Sleepy Swallows. Furthermore, it should be in air in about an hour and a half. We'll be here as well, hopefully targeting our
audience.
Our audience for our telethon. And then we'll have more demonstrations later on. We're going to take another live caller here. We got a ringer going.
Yes, we just had a...
I got a ringer going.
Hi.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is John. I must say that I work for the government of the United States.
You work for the government, sir?
You're a government agent.
Yes. Yes.
Shit.
No.
No?
Okay, cool.
Johnny, I work for the...
Smoke as much crack as you want.
Yes, you can keep smoking your crack. There's not going to be any problems here.
In studio voters can smoke as much as they want.
Yes, exactly.
Listen, guy, I work for the drug department of the government.
You mean the DEA?
Yes.
The Drug Enforcement Agency. What do you want, you annoying bastard? You want to start taking drugs or you want to try to bust us and fail?
I mean...
What are you trying to do here,
drugs? A lot of drugs that I can...
We don't do anything illegal. Are we supposed to go back to...
Sell cheap. Sell cheap drugs.
No, not yet.
You want to buy?
But I have something to say. I used to be part of an organization called Hire for Hire, which was our competitive organization. And we used to target kids and teenagers, and mostly.
And get them on the stuff.
On the stuff, right. And I my heartfelt opinion of this business at first was contrary to most opinions of the general public. But
yes.
I've learned to grow in the idea that we should get higher for this own... we got a new caller on the line.
We got a new caller on the line.
There you go. Let's take this caller.